You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, and it is time now to check out West Michigan's music scene as we say hello again to John Sinkovich, editor and publisher of LocalSpins.com, the website that covers West Michigan's music scene. John, we're going to start out with a far-out supergroup called Earth Radio. Tell us about this group.
Yeah, I decided that today I was going to grab a brand new group that's new to the West Michigan music scene, one that's been around for several years touring the country, and a third one that is legendary and has 40 years essentially of music under his belt. But Earth Radio is the new band. They describe themselves as kind of very experimental. They meld jazz and neo-soul and hip-hop and even some metal and rock into what they do. It's really interesting because when they got together, they knew from the get-go that this was going to be an interesting project. Singer and keyboard player Hannah Lane is sort of the fronting thing with in terms of her singing and her songwriting, but all of the members of the band write music, and they all come from different spots. They all come from different areas, whether it's funk or whether it's jazz. Bassist singer Justin Avdek is well known in the area. Mario Copeland plays drums. Keyboard player Dutcher Snedeker is very well known in terms of his jazz keyboard playing, and then guitarist Travis Swanson came down and joined the band after moving here from the Upper Peninsula. And it's interesting, they recorded this album in a log cabin in a Muskegon home. It turned out to be Justin Avdek's parents' house, and it turned out great. They really have an unusual, very distinctive sound. I don't think there's any other band in West Michigan that sounds quite like them.
Well, in fact, you use terms I have never seen you use before as you describe their songs, and I'm quoting you, interplanetary and multi-galactic.
Yeah, and organic as well, because a lot of the stuff that they do just sort of comes together on the fly. They wrote like 10 songs in a week and a half.
Let's take a listen to a track called Mall Walkin'. This is Earth Radio. So is this group playing live anywhere? Because with all of this interesting background, I'm sure live would be a blast.
Yeah, they have plans. Right now there's nothing specific booked for them, but they definitely have plans, and they've gotten popular very quickly. Their CD release show last week was jam-packed, and I know that they're going to be performing certainly later this year.
All right, you can keep us up to date on that at localspins.com. Now we head over to a singer-songwriter who grew up in the Grand Rapids area but has made the move to Nashville.
Yeah, I've known Nathan Kalish pretty much from the beginning of his career. Growing up in this area, he really started his music career here. He had a band called The Wildfire. And when he first started out, I really kind of described his music more like in the rock realm, very similar to The Replacements, I thought. But he has really shifted gears over the years and become more and more interested in pushing the country envelope and Americana. It's got that psychedelic folk and rock edge to it as well, but he's really toured the country incessantly. He's already played 40 gigs on the road this year alone, and it's just early March, but he usually does, 200 gigs a year or more. He comes back to Michigan fairly regularly. I think he calls Nashville home just to call someplace home because, frankly, his life is always on the road.
Let's take a listen now. Nathan Kalish's new album is I Want to Believe, and here's a duet with singer Christy Hayes. This track is Do You Ever. That is a great sound, and you're saying it's kind of psychedelic and folk and rock and roll kind of all wrapped up.
Yeah, and it's really, a lot of this stuff is written on the road, and a lot of these songs are really about being on the road. He has a song called Bar Fight, which is about a singing barfly. He wrote another song that after an extended week at Bike Week in Sturgis. He would say that the songs are full of introspection, dark humor, science fiction, and societal commentary. And frankly, it's all about the joys and frustrations of a touring musician, who's on the road pretty much all year long. He'll be back here in Michigan pretty quickly here. Otis Supply on March 12th in Ferndale, Creston Brewery in Grand Rapids on March 15th, and Speakeasy Lounge in Grand Rapids when he comes back through Michigan on June 13th.
And now we turn to, I guess the word venerable could apply here, somebody who has been making great music for some 40 years, Kalamazoo singer-songwriter Joel Maybes. What a body of work, right?
He is an amazing legend, essentially, in Michigan folk scene. He was actually at the Fretboard Festival this past weekend. I had a chance to chat with him a little bit and watch him play. He was doing a workshop. He's definitely been a mentor to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of musicians over the years. Ukulele Crimes is his 26th solo album, so he's been around for a while. And he also plays a lot of instruments, guitar, slide guitar, banjo, mandolin, fiddle, auto harp. But he really concentrated on his latest album, purely on the ukulele, an instrument that he's been playing since he was a little kid. And a lot of this is some lesser played vintage songs as well as some of his original material. And he says that it's all about escape and romance, as he put it, in an age of despair, played to the tune of a cheeky ukulele. And of course, it does add a very fun sound to everything that you play. I think it's impossible to play the ukulele without a smile at some point.
I love that term, the cheeky ukulele. And what is not to love about a guy who asks, is it a crime to play my ukulele when all the world is blue? Let's take a listen to Ukulele Crimes.
Now we got maniacs at large. We got lunatics in charge. We got politics of fear and greed. People shouting in the street. People stomping with their feet. Satisfaction is what they need. Now this world's in lots of trouble. Unless you're living in a bubble, you can read it on every face. But I'm not here to bring a grudge. I stand before you as my judge. So listen as I plead my sorry case.
So is Joel going to be touring? You said you saw him last weekend. Is he going to be touring in Michigan to support this new album?
You can go to his website, joelmaybes.com. He is constantly playing, and he is playing with a lot of other people. The interesting thing about him is that he's a very approachable guy and a very down-to-earth fellow here from Southwest Michigan. And even watching him perform this past weekend on his ukulele was just a pure joy. And the fact is that he's taught a lot of people about hit that instrument as well as just folk music in general over the years. So it's a blessing to have him here in West Michigan.
So just to recap, singer-songwriter Joel Maybes and his cheeky ukulele with his latest album, Ukulele Crimes. Nathan Kalish grew up in Grand Rapids, now is in Nashville and on the road all over America. His new album is I Want to Believe. And the supergroup Earth Radio, their debut album, Earth Radio. You can learn more about these and all kinds of other artists with West Michigan roots by going to localspins.com, which is, as always, edited and published by my guest, John Sinkovich. John, thanks so much.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful March. We'll talk to you again in April.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.
Is it a crime to play the ukulele when all the world is blue? Is it a crime to strum a little something when the troubles keep a-coming at you two by two? Is it a sin to sing a sunny song when that sky comes tumbling down? If it's a crime to sing and play the ukulele, you'll have to run me out of town. Yes, sir, run me out of town. Come on and try it. Run me out of town.